This is Misha Riddell interviewing Adela Akers at the Artist Studio in Grayton, California on March 4th, 2008 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one. And we thought we'd just start with a little overview of your incredible studio here, which is in an old apple barn.
That's right, yeah. They used to preserve or dry apples in this building. It's a small building, I mean a small warehouse.
Right.
But that was what was supposed to be going on in here a long time ago. I'm not sure how long ago that was.
It's clearly an old building, old stone
building. Yeah,
and
right.
Cool in here.
Yeah, it is very nice, yeah.
And you moved here in 95 after you retired?
I moved to Guerneville in 1995,
okay. Right.
But I opened the studio here in 1998.
Okay.
I worked out of my house for a while until I realized I needed bigger space. I've always had my studio at home, so this was quite a move for me to move someplace else to work. And so I was invited to come and see a show in this building. There's a little gallery at the other end, and I came to see the show, and I met the woman artist, Cindy Cleary, and she had a studio here. And I said, well, do they ever have studios here? And she said, well, every once in a while, so I'll introduce you to the manager. Well, a month later, I have my studio.
That's pretty
Somebody
good.
Was moving out, because I thought maybe it'll take a year, you know. See, there, this area, there are no industry. There's no industry, so I knew I could never find, like, a big warehouse like you would in Berkeley or Oakland or, you know, or even in Santa Rosa, and I didn't want to go that far. And so this was an ideal location. I'm only, like, 14 miles away, and it's all back roads through vineyards and apple orchards and just wonderful country.
It's beautiful this time of
year. Yeah, it is very nice.
And you're in about an hour and 15 minutes to San Francisco.
That's right.
Yeah.
And because basically I'm a city person, and when we moved to the country, we knew we had to be close enough to the city. At least, even if we don't go, to know that we can go for the day.
Right.
And we did. Last Sunday we went for the day, you know. And so sometimes we have a place to stay. We have a friend and we can stay. So we can stay over, but it's basically an hour and a half at the most. And that is emotionally convenient, you know. Because even if you don't do it,
right.
You just know that it's possible, you know. So that's one reason to be in Guerneville. And also it's close to the ocean. It's only 12 miles to the ocean. That's very nice.
That makes sense, definitely, in terms of your work,
right.
too.
Yeah.
Well, this is definitely a chapter of your life here. And we thought we'd start at the beginning chapter and go back to, you were born in Spain.
I was born in Santiago de Compostela.
Yeah. In
1933.
What was your birthday, the day?
February 7, 1933.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful town. It's a historical town, and it's a place of pilgrimage, and it's a college town. So it's a place that we always go back and visit, you know. I don't have, my parents are gone, but I have aunts and uncles and lots of cousins in the area. Not
they
necessarily
still live
in Santiago,
there.
But in the area, yeah.
What were your parents' names?
My parents' name, my mother was Varela, V-A-R-E-L-A, and my father's name was Lloret, L-L-O-R-E-T. He came from the eastern part of Spain, from the Mediterranean coast, from Valencia, and my mother from Galicia, which is where I was born.
Okay. And do you have siblings?
I have one brother who lives outside Chicago.
Okay.
He's an accountant, retired accountant.
And what's his name?
Rafael.
Do you have memories of Spain? I know you left when you were young. Four.
I was too young. When I went back for the first time after many years, after I was a woman, an adult, I thought maybe something will click that I would remember, but no, I didn't. I just mostly remember through the memories of what I've been told, stories from my parents. And I kept correspondence with my cousins in Spain all the time. I always feel like I wanted to go back.
Interesting.
You know, I think my brother adjusted to being in Cuba more than I did, you know. He was 5 years older, and for me it was more like, when we moved to Cuba in 1937, because of the Civil War in Spain, the idea was we're just moving for a couple of years until things settle in Spain, and we were going to go back. So maybe in my mind, that was another thing, is that we knew we were going to go back.